Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Let's face it, we all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man.
This is Just Plane Radio, Gregor co-pilot. That is me along with Captain Dennis navigating the latest aviation news and information. All right, Captain Dennis has a pretty cool little, you know, family anecdote we're going to share for the holidays here in just a bit. But before we get to that, we got to talk about some technical glitches that happened last week when it comes to filling up your aircraft with fuel. Lay the groundwork on what happened there, Dennis.
Well, Greg, I don't know if you remember. Have you ever gone out and done self-service at small airports or even at...
Yeah, I've been with you. Portland? We did that once in Arcadia, I think, wasn't it?
There you go. Yep. So Cutie Pod is the brand of one of the more common self-service kiosks. They've got, I think, somewhere over 1,000 self-serve avgas pumps across the country. Well, it's a computer at the end of the day, and they need updates. I get that. But the company that owns them is apparently Signature Flight Support. Uh-huh. And Signature decided to do a software update last week, starting on a Friday night at 8 p.m., scheduled to end at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. Now, I'm not a genius when it comes to that kind of planning, but I do work in IT. Mm-hmm. One, things never happen on schedule. And two, when's the worst time you could take your fuel system down for maintenance? When are people going to be out flying the most, do you typically think?
Saturday morning for pancakes and
there
things like
you go.
That.
And so yeah. When do they have the system down? And as it turned out, I was right. Mm-hmm. They had it down for pretty much the whole country until Sunday.
Oh, geez.
So a whole day of no gas being available at an airport. Can you imagine somebody, you know, trying to go on a cross-country flight and planning on being able to get fuel and whoops.
Yeah. You know, how am I supposed to get home now?
Well, yeah. And a lot of these airports aren't attended even that you could go and, you know, get fuel from a truck or something. It's literally, you got to swipe your card at the Cutie Pod and that's it.
Yeah. That's not ideal. So, it took them a whole day or two to get this resolved. And, did you hear about anybody getting stranded or anything?
I haven't, but I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more stories over the coming weeks of, very unhappy pilots that were stuck.
Right. I mean, I guess, you know, hopefully you're never landing to the point where you wouldn't have enough fuel to get out of one airport and over to one real close. If you made a call, it's like, okay, there's FBO over at Orlando International's open. I'll zip over there and pay three times as much. But, you know, that kind of thing. That's hopefully the worst case scenario, you think?
Yeah. And, you know, just think about it. You know, you're going to make a trip from here to Texas and you're planning a fuel stop somewhere in Mississippi or Alabama and you pull into, you know, nice little place. You can't get gas. Now, where do you got to go? Some towered airport with a, you know, round the clock FBO and
right.
Yeah.
It's going to be more. That's for sure.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah. So
not
hopefully
to mention the inconvenience of it all.
Well, right. Definitely inconvenient and not ideal. But hopefully no one actually got stranded. They just ended up paying a lot more for fuel than they probably were planning on it, because you would have to go from self-serve to a full-service FBO, and those the difference in cost. You're usually talking, what, a minimum of a couple bucks a gallon?
At least a dollar difference. I mean, if you look at, you know, let's say Page Field, just because it's close to me, there's typically a dollar surcharge if you get filled up at the base ops FBO from the truck versus taxing to the other side of the field to the self-service.
Right. Well, so when you're planning a fuel stop, I mean, you know, Dennis and I are both scuba divers. We have the rule of thirds when it comes to conserving our air supply when we're scuba diving. Do you do that with fuel kind of too? I mean, we have to have the...
No, because I would never make a trip anywhere if I could only go with a third of my fuel.
Well, true. So, well, I mean, but you have to have a certain amount of fuel just to even file a flight plan.
Okay, right? Mr. Student Pilot.
Yeah.
What is the VFR fuel reserve minimums?
Well, it's like 30 minutes or more or something like that.
Very good, Greg. Yeah. You got it.
Right.
You send him a banana.
Yay! Yeah, well, I'd prefer a Christmas cookie and some milk.
But suppose the weather's bad and you're instrument rated. Now what's your weather minimum or what's your fuel minimum?
Oh, you're screwed. No, 45.
Very good.
Yep.
But there's a caveat on that. It's 45 minutes after you get to your alternate. So you have to have enough fuel to get you to your intended destination.
Right.
Do an approach. Mm-hmm. Fly to your alternate, assuming that you couldn't get in.
Yeah.
And then 45 minutes.
Yes.
So what do? I won't even take off with less than an hour's worth of reserve, no matter what I'm doing.
Those are the minimums. Exactly.
That's, my personal minimum is significantly higher. I don't want to be a statistic.
So assuming everybody was following the rules last week, nobody should have been stranded. It should have just cost them more money. Because he had to deviate to a more expensive fuel stop.
So if you pushed it to the limit and landed with your 30 minutes on board and needed to go somewhere else for fuel, though, you're stuck because you can't take off because you don't have 30 minutes of fuel anymore the minute you take off
to go somewhere else to get more fuel. You have no choice, though, do you? I mean,
no, you can't take off. You're going to need to wait for them to fix it or get someone to bring you a gas can or, you know, sump a lot of fuel from everybody else's wing to check for contamination.
Yeah. Well, wait.
I'm not suggesting that.
Exactly. Right. But those minimums you're talking about, that's for if you're filing an IFR plan, isn't it?
No.
It's VFR or flight following?
Even VFR, you cannot take off legally unless you have at least 30 minutes of reserve in your flight plan.
Yeah. And if you do that and you don't tell anyone, not that I would ever do that, but how are they going to know?
Well, when you run out of gas, then they're going to violate you for because you clearly did not have adequate fuel reserves.
Well, that is true. But I mean, that kind of goes on the honor system, though, doesn't it? Technically,
it does. They're not going to come out and ramp check you. But if something goes bad, then the FAA is going to violate you on that, too.
Yeah, you're going to get nailed on that one. So you don't want to do that. We're not encouraging
that. Why does that rule exist? It's to keep us safe.
Of course.
Because how many people have died in airplanes because they've run out of fuel? Something that's entirely preventable. Yeah. You flew past how many airports?
Right.
But now you fly past those airports because you couldn't get gas at them.
Yeah. Well, I guess the moral of this whole scenario is that you should
check your NOTAMs.
Well, I guess you would have found out via NOTAMs that there was an issue with the self-serve.
But fuel. We all know how well the NOTAMs work.
Well,
right?
Exactly. But you may not just want to automatically count on the fact that, hey, you're going, to a pancake breakfast and, oh, I'm just going to fuel up there because they got cheaper gas and, or at least maybe come up with an alternative. You need to have a plan B or always in mind. And even though that may sound like a convenient way to go, you think?
Yeah. And that's exactly why I keep 20 gallons of gas in my hangar, too, because. Yeah. It may turn out that I may not be able to, quickly run to LaBelle or to Page Field and get gas. I may have to go, an hour from here because something could be broken.
Yeah.
Heck, I was in one of the neighboring airports a couple of weeks ago and fuel was spraying out of the nozzle of where it attaches to the handle. So it was fine as long as it's all the way in. But, that could be a problem. You may be no fault of your own, but the pump may be broken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and like I said, it'd pop up as a NOTAM or, if you knew where you're going, I guess you, isn't there a way to check with the FBO or if you're flying into Arcadia, is there a way to check to make sure their fuel is running and all that kind of good stuff?
Yep. There's a phone number and you call the airport. You call the FBO, call the airport manager. You can call and confirm.
Right. Which would be a good plan.
Most people don't do it.
Well, once again, you always have to have that deviation plan in case something like this would rear its ugly head. It might have caught a few people off guard, but if they've been following the rules and having the proper minimums and fuel, they just had to divert and pay a few extra bucks to gas up. But yeah, you might want to split those duties up and avoid the multitasking and not become a statistic in that regard. All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.